Nathanael said to Philip, "Can anything good come out of Nazareth?" Philip said to him, "Come and see. I speak to you this day in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen." Please be seated. When I was a little boy growing up, if anyone ever asked me what I wanted to do with my life, I would have given all sorts of fantastical answers and career choices. I was not one of those people who always knew what they wanted to do from a very young age. In fact, I was one of those kids who gave different answers each and every time they were asked the question. By the time I got to high school, especially by the end of high school, when I was applying for university, I thought I had my whole life figured out. I had decided that I wanted to go into politics and that public service would be my life's work. I had worked on campaigns throughout high school, and I was a card-carrying member of a political party, and I had started to network and make contacts that would become useful to me after I was done my education. Life for me, I thought, was all figured out. I was going to get a degree in political science, perhaps a master's, and then I would get into politics. So that's what I did. I applied to university and got into the local school, Western in London, and I decided I would stay close to home. After all, that is where my life was. Western University is set up with the old college system, so I had to decide on a college that I would attend. So I decided to do my degree in political science at Huron College. I went to a day in the summertime where all new students go and they have to pick their courses. And I was told by a guidance counselor that I needed an arts and humanities class in order to fulfill my requirements to graduate. So I, with this guidance counselor, took out the book and looked at all the courses. And there was only one course that I could take that would work, that would fit into my schedule, and that was Introduction to Theology on Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. Now, I had always gone to church growing up, but I must admit I had very little clue as to what theology was or what I was getting myself into, but it was the only course that fit in the time slot, so I said, sign me up. So the summer finished, and I started school in the fall, and I went to all my political science classes and enjoyed them very much. And then Wednesday evening came around, and it was time for my Intro to Theology course. So I went, and that was it. If I am completely honest with myself, I probably knew that very night that I was not going to go into politics, that I was going to do something else with my life, that I would be serving God in His church. I went on for a number of months working on political campaigns, trying to convince myself that that is what I wanted to do with my life. But I knew in my heart that God was calling me to something different. And by the end of that year, I had switched my degree to theology, and I knew that my calling and vocation in life was to be a priest in God's church. In those months that I had tried to convince myself that I should stick with politics, the question I was constantly wrestling with in my mind is, what does it mean to be called? I suspect that this is a question that all of us as Christians wrestle with, or we would not be here in the church. What does it mean to be called by Jesus? What is He calling me to do? We are all called by God in some way to use our gifts for the church and the world. But it can be a life's work for some people to figure out the answer to that question. What does it mean to be called by God, and what is He calling me to do? Throughout the scriptures, from the very beginning to the end, we read about God calling people to various different things in the church and in the world. In the Old Testament, we often hear prophets, patriarchs, and judges and kings being called to the service of God. All these people that God calls to His service often have a few things in common. Most chiefly, they are reluctant to follow God's call, and they often have reasons why they are unable to do so. I think often of Moses in the story of Exodus. God calls Moses to deliver the people out of Egypt, but Moses says to God, "I cannot go. I have a speech impediment." But God is able to overcome this by giving him Aaron as his helper. These Old Testament narratives show us that God is always able to overcome the reasons that people say they cannot follow the call or vocation that he has given them in their life. In the New Testament, we also read many call stories. They too often have a few things in common, except in the New Testament, the people who are called by Jesus often answer wholly and without any qualification. Think of Jesus' call on the apostles. Over and over again, we are told that they immediately leave everything and follow Jesus. I think if many of us are honest with ourselves, when it comes to God's calls on our own lives, we are much more like the prophets of the Old Testament, giving God reasons why we are unable to fulfill what he would like us to do. In our readings for today, we hear two call stories, Samuel from the Old Testament and Philip and Nathanael from the New. In our Old Testament reading, we encounter the young boy Samuel, who has been given to the temple in order to serve God there. Samuel, we are told, is lying at night, and he hears a voice saying, "Samuel, Samuel." Now this young boy thinks it's the old priest Eli, so he goes to the priest, but he says, "I am not calling you, my son." So Samuel goes back to bed, but this cycle happens twice more. He hears the voice, "Samuel, Samuel." Finally, the older priest realizes that it is God calling the boy, and he tells the boy Samuel, "Say to God, for it is him calling you. Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening." We can gather a few things about God calling us in this story. I often ask myself the question, did Samuel actually hear the voice of God? At that same college I took theology at in my undergrad, I had a professor who said he would probably poo his pants if God talked to him in that way. And he would tell us that over and over again. Did Samuel actually hear the voice of God? This is not the only instance in Scripture where we find one who is called by God in this way. So we, as followers of Christ, must be open to God calling us with a voice, with a distinct voice by name, no matter how scary that may be. Another thing to gather about this call from God in this narrative centers around the old priest Eli. Eli is the one who recognizes for Samuel that God is calling him. Eli is the one to speak into Samuel's life. If any of us feel that we are calling by God, that is something we should do. We should seek the counsel of those who are older and wiser, more spiritually mature than ourselves, and ask them, "What do you think God might be calling us to?" The second call narrative that we read in the scriptures today is the call of Philip and Nathanael from the Gospel of John. In this narrative, we find Jesus in the Galilee, and he says to Philip, simply, "Follow me." Philip immediately follows Jesus, and he goes to his friend Nathanael and says to him, "We have found the one whom all the scriptures speak of." Philip believes that it is Jesus, the Messiah. Nathanael says to Philip of Jesus, "What good can come out of Nazareth, that backwater village of 200 people?" And Philip responds with that famous line, "Come and see." Jesus tells Nathanael all about himself, and that causes Nathanael to come to believe that Jesus is indeed the Messiah. We can also gather a few things about call from this narrative. First, Jesus reveals himself to these two men. He goes to them, and they realize that he is the Messiah. They can see that he is the Messiah from what he says to them, from what he does in front of them. He knows them better than they know themselves, as we hear in our psalm. Some people are called in this way as well. Jesus will come to them and reveal himself to them through prayer, through the reading of Scripture, through worship, through the Eucharist, and various other ways. We all know individuals, and we ourselves know that we have encountered Jesus, when we have encountered the living God, and he convicts us and puts a call on all of our lives, and our job is simply to figure out what that is. We are all called by the Lord Jesus at different times, in different ways, to various different things. But God has given us all something to do in the church and in the world, and our job is to discern together what that is, because he has called us all. God has also called us as a community, as the church, as this church of Ascension. He has called us to something in this world, and we too together must reflect each year and figure out how he wants us to be his hands and feet in this place. I would encourage you all as individuals and us as the church to reflect on this question. How has God called us? What does he want from us? No matter what impediments and excuses we come up with, God will always have a way to overcome them, and his will be done in this world. So my brothers and sisters, leave this place listening and looking for God, because he will be calling, and we will hear him, and we must respond with those words, "Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening." Amen.